Everyone knows there are three simple steps about life. You're born, you live, and you die, which will never change. The way you decide to live your life is only your control. We all will experience death, but it becomes a hard pill to swallow when there's a death in the family. I, Imani Honus, will be interviewing my mother,
Viola Jackson,
on the challenges and difficulties she faced with losing a loved one at a stage in her life where she didn't expect it. So let's begin. What is your father's name?
Rudolph Charles Sewell, but all his friends called him Charlie.
So, Mother, tell me some things about your father.
My father was the oldest out of two brothers and one sister. He was very family-oriented. He had a lot of children. I have a lot of brothers and sisters. Actually, it's two sets. It's the older set and the younger set. And I was in the group with the younger set. He used to have his special days with his set of children. Well, actually with me. I have one memory where he took me, and it was our special day, and he brought me this crab. It was a great big old crab, and I had that crab by myself, and he ate clams. And we sat in a little bench, and we talked for hours. I love that memory. Then we had one where we used to take coins, nickels, dimes, and we used to throw them against the house in front of the door. And used to see who had more, a higher number. And if you had a higher number, you'd be able to get all the change. That was a great memory. And it was one time where he took all his kids and he had a real big picnic out Huntington Park. And he had a horse. And the horse got away and he had my brother go chase down the horse for the smaller children to ride the horse. He had his own construction company for him and my older brothers. He was a very hard-working man and very, very family-oriented. He loved all his children. So that's one of my memories, a couple of memories about my father.
So as you was talking about the crab and the moment where you sat and bench with him, what do you think that moment represented?
It meant a lot to me. It represented daddy-daughter time. Special memories. I always bring that crab memory up.
Yeah, I know.
It meant a lot to me. I felt like I was the only angel on earth with my dad at that time. Nothing ever around us exists but me and my dad just sitting there having that one-on-one time.
So how old were you when your father passed away?
I'll never forget that day. It was July 16th. I was 11 years old, and my dad came down to tell me that he was going to take me shopping the next morning. So I went home, and I was so excited. I was telling my mom, and my mom was excited for me, and she told me to get ready for my dad. I got a phone call telling me that my dad just had a massive heart attack, and he is no longer here. At his 11-year-old, I couldn't understand it. I was devastated. My daddy wasn't here on this earth no more. That was horrible. Still to this day, as a grown woman, it never goes away. It's something about a parent. And by me losing mine when I was 11, it made a lot of things very difficult.
You mentioned at the very end, a lot of things changed. And I'm just trying to figure out what changed in your childhood.
My dad died when I was 11. I was just starting to become a preteen. So all the daddy-daughter dances, all the daddy dates, all the coming in showing your dad that you do good grades. And the most important thing, the men in your life. That really, really is very important as an adult now, that a little girl really needs to have her dad in her life, I think.
Do you think your father was still alive would have been different as a teenager and an adult? And if so, can you explain why?
Yes, it would have been different. First of all, I know that my dad would have been extra overprotective of me. As far as the decisions, I think he would have probably gave me a hard way to go with your dad, by your dad being a foreigner. I think he would have been really, really cautious. But then he would realize, like, I love him. I think he'd be pleased. I think he still is pleased because he watches over us. As far as being a teenager, not growing up with no dad, it was horrible because there's certain questions I wanted to know how a real man is supposed to treat a woman, how a young man is supposed to treat a young lady. And I had to really basically learn that on my own. It was okay sometimes, but sometimes it was very difficult. And I always wished that if my dad was here, I wonder what he would say about this decision. I wonder how he would help me out in this problem, especially when I got my first car and I didn't even know what I was doing. Those are the type of memories that I always question. Those are the type of feelings I always feel when I see a little girl with their dad, or a woman, or older woman with their father. Still, as I grow, I still wish my dad was here. I still miss him. I'm still a daddy's girl. For life.
Well, since I asked for a specific decision, you not regret, but take back. What about cigarettes? How do you think your dad feels that you smoke cigarettes? And what age did you start smoking cigarettes?
Well, truthfully, my dad was a smoker. That don't make it no easier. That's not why I started smoking cigarettes. I started smoking cigarettes at the age of 19. Being a follower. I would never, ever be a follower. But that day, I was a follower. Do I regret smoking cigarettes? Yes, to a certain extent. Why? Because it's a really bad addiction. It's really a sickness. So many people try to stop. So many, you tell yourself, I'm not worrying about nobody else. I'm talking about me. Me, personally, I don't like the fact that my daughter
may
see me smoking cigarettes, smell it, because they say it causes cancer. I don't want to have my daughter go through that type of pain. I don't want to go through that type of pain. But it's an everyday struggle. I thank God that I'm still on this earth and I'm still alive. So cigarettes, that's a very bad decision. I don't condone that to no one. Even though I smoke, I do not want my child to smoke. And I know my dad will be very, very upset about the decision of me picking up that habit of smoking cigarettes.
If your father was still living, how would your relationship be? And why?
Wow. I believe, I know for a fact, I would definitely be a daddy's girl. I was a daddy's girl when he was on this earth. Just imagine me. I think when I was a teenage, oh goodness, he probably pulling his hair out. Because boys, I had so many boys around me. I was like somewhat of a tomboy, but all the boys loved hanging around me. And I think my dad probably like, what are you doing with all those boys? But as I'm growing up as a young lady and to womanhood, oh goodness, I think I would melt his heart. I'm so caring and loving. And I would be so honored to have my dad, especially when someone lost their father or parent. But especially me, I lost my dad. So I believe without heart of heart, we would be so close. I'll be driving him crazy. I know. I'll be sitting there probably questioning, asking about when he was in the service, how, you know, that impact his life, you know. Why do you have so many children? I have a lot of brothers and sisters. As far as, you know, now having my own daughter, to watch him, see how he will relate to his granddaughter, which I know she will just be a spoiled little brat. I think me not having my dad as an adult, older woman, and watching my daughter grow up without a pop-pop, or granddad, is very, very sad sometimes. But the good thing about it, I know for a fact that we have an angel watching over us. Because so far, thank God, we've been blessed. So, does that answer your question?
Sure. I've noticed throughout this conversation that you say having a father at a very young age is very important. I'm wondering, did that impact the way you raised me at a certain extent? And if so, why?
Yes, it's very important. Your father, when when we found out we was having you, he knew from the door how I was about our daughter coming into this world having a very good father, and how important it was for me to make sure that I chose someone that would be in your life forever, no matter what, through thick and thin, because I know for a fact my dad would be in my life no matter what, through thick and thin. And that was very important to me. I didn't want you to grow up and not know how a father is supposed to treat their daughter. That was very important. Your dad played that role really well, I must say so. Do I think that my father would be pleased? Yes. I think my father would be very pleased. Because some of the things that I remember as a young girl, I seen your father do with you. And it always put a smile on my face. Like he used to go take you out. Like when you was born, he had this special thing that he would always raise you to the light. And y'all used to have y'all. He was like 7 or 8 months. And you used to be talking away. That meant a lot to me. And when you got to the point where you was 11 and your dad was in your life, I don't know, that day, that 11th grade, that 11th birthday party, it was just all overjoy and so sad at the same time. Why? Because now you reached a level where I lost my father, but your father was giving you so much love and you really needed it at the time. He was very, very attentive. So I believe in my heart of heart, I made a good decision. Even though my father is no longer on this earth, I still carry him in my spirit. And to see that I helped produce a beautiful little girl like you, me and your father trying his best to be a good dad, I'm pleased. I'm very pleased. I know my father will be pleased.
So, when your father passed away, how was your relationship with your mom? Or do you think it was more pressure on her to raise you and your siblings the right way? Like, did your relationship get stronger? Or did it get weaker? Or, like, explain.
Well, in the beginning, it was very, very hard. Why? Because I was at an age where I just lost my dad. I was so angry because I couldn't believe my dad was no longer here. And my mom was trying to pull closer. But by her being my mom and being wise, she gave me my space. And eventually, I became a mama's girl. I am definitely a mama's girl. But I'm always going to be a daddy's girl. But, you know, things happen. Everything happens for a reason. If it took my dad to close his eyes and no longer be on this earth for me to be the strong woman that I am and be a mama's girl, then I take that. It's just, you know, it's even hard talking about, you know, feelings, memories come back. It's really, really strong. I don't have no hard problem talking about it. It's just kind of odd.
So, as we finish this conversation about your father, and you know this is going to be televised, this is going to be on the internet, and people are going to hear this. What is, like, the last thing or something really important you want people to know about the relationship between you and your father and how he was and the man that should be remembered?
Wow. So, I'm just going to say what's on my heart. My father, Charles Rudolph Sewell, was not perfect. I would want people to know that my father was very, very honorable, respectful. He was not perfect, but he loved his children. And I know he loved me. I see it in some of the pictures. I remember his hands. I remember his smile. And I remember the wise words that he did leave me before he left this earth. And two things I definitely take with me every day when I'm with children. My father always told me that a man always supposed to walk on the outside. I love telling young boys to do that when they're walking down the street with me. I love when I see men walking with, it's like my father's words is still being honored. And people don't even know it, even though I know a lot of people tell their children that. But my dad told me that, and I remember that.
As we make mistakes, learn, and grow, we are built for challenges and bumps in the road. Nothing prepares you for losing one of your parents, but the way you bounce back is all that matters. It's something everyone will dread, but experience. And the only way to make them proud is to remember them and never forget the times you once shared together.